Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Drive EV program has resources for members who'd like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational resources to answer member questions. You can learn more at driveev.com. James Price of the Better Business Bureau is in this morning, a frequent flyer of the show. Every other Wednesday, James joins us to talk about, tips and stay away from scammers and that kind of thing. I did want to mention, James, well, good morning, too, by the way. I was listening to our midday show, Rick and Bubba, and they were talking yesterday. They spent a whole hour on going into great detail on a phone scam about getting a phone call. They say, you missed your time to come and be a juror on the court, so there's a warrant for your arrest, and you need to go to this place and can't tell anybody because there's a gag order. I mean, it was very elaborate, what they were talking about. And this is a person who, is one of the hosts of the shows, and they were very convincing. They did get back to the end of it and start recording some of that. So
my answer to that would have been to the scammer of, well, the law knows where I live, so they'll come get me if they need me and they have a warrant out for my arrest. They wouldn't be calling me telling me there's a warrant out for my arrest. They would just come bust my door down.
And it was, we can keep this in the civil courts, but you have to, pay. And if you want it to go criminal, we can just send the, sheriff's deputies out right now. And it was crazy convincing. So these scammers are very elaborate in what they do. I mean, they spent an hour with this guy and almost got money, I guess, but that's what they do all day.
Well, I'll spend an hour with one. I mean, I love, leading them down a trail and making them think that they're onto something. Yeah. And, a lot of things I saw there really quick, and I would imagine they probably wanted gift cards or Bitcoin or something from payment.
Yes. It was Bitcoin. Yeah. That was the real eye-opening part of the whole thing as they described it.
But. Yeah. I've had a couple of those call me before on my BBB phone. Yeah, they call the BBB office and then they try to scam me. And I had one yesterday, one of the newer ones out there. You're paying too much for your utility bill. You deserve a refund. Hit one now to talk to somebody about getting your money back. And so I'd hit one yesterday and somebody got on the phone and they said, well, you've been paying too much for your utility bill. And I said, first question I asked them was, well, what's my address? Mm-hmm. And they hung up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, because if I'm paying too much for my utility bills, obviously you have my address, yeah, right?
You would think.
So, I mean, they hung up right away. So, and then you watch out for the AI stuff. One of the things I'll do all the time is when they call up and you can't decide whether or not they're a real person or not, just ask them what time it is.
Oh, I see.
Hey, what time is it? The most of their computers don't have an answer for that. And they'll just kind of keep going into their presentation. So if you think you have a real person, you're not really sure about it, just say, hey, what time is it?
Yeah.
And it just kind of throws off their whole, game or call.
And one more thing, and I know we've got a lot of things to talk about today, but apparently the caller ID showed up as, whatever sheriff's department and had a local phone number. And so spoofing, isn't that spoofing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a real thing too. So, not everything that shows up on your caller ID means that that's where they're from.
I mean, the other thing I'll do is when these scammers call me, it comes up with somebody's name or a business and I'll just say, hey, what's the name? What's your name? Whose name of the phone are you calling from? Mm-hmm. And they'll go, what difference does that make? I says, because I just want to know if it matches what's coming up on my phone. And they don't even know.
Oh, wow.
Because they're spoofing numbers by computer.
Uh-huh.
And so they don't know what number they're using to call you. And, of course, if you ever try to call them back, it won't go through. It's usually a disconnected number for some reason that they've spoofed it. And they love using closed businesses to do that.
Oh, okay. I've gotten one, and what was strange, and the only reason I answered it, is because it was my phone number. And they called me on my phone number. I guess maybe some whatever they do to program the phone and who they call got mixed up. Mm-hmm. It was really strange. But anyway, you got to be watchful for those. And springtime brings projects, James, and maybe people have put off doing some things around the house, and maybe they're going to want to launch into a remodel. You're going to bring us some tips on that today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, some people are looking, we're looking for new houses, and there's a lot of people now that just say, you know what, I'm just going to remodel what I've got, you know, and then, you know, they got to need to hire a contractor and that kind of stuff. So how do you find one that you can trust? And so there's a lot of different reasons why people want to take on a remodeling project. Maybe they got a growing family, they want the house to look better, they just want to enjoy a new view, or they got a new hobby, something along those lines, you know, whatever. Everybody, there's, for 100 different projects, there's 100 different reasons why people do it. So so here's some specific things that you want to do before you begin work. And the first one is just plan your project from start to finish. Talk to friends, family members who have remodeling work done. Find pictures of things you like. Go to open houses for ideas.
Wow.
And then find a contractor that you want. If you have any, you know, you may or may not want to leave any decisions up to the contractor, but you want to make sure that you have a plan in the end. Put your budget and your material requirements into the contract, and be clear about who's responsible for ordering materials and how they do it. You know, I had read something the other day about somebody who had called a friend of theirs who had done contracting work, and one of the quote, and the person told him, "Hey, well, it's $2,500. I'll come out and do it." And they said, $2,500? I can't believe you want $2,500. He said, "I tell you, you know, you're a friend of mine. I tell you what, for $800, I'll come out and I'll tell you and kind of show you what you need to do. But just so you know, when we start the project, you're going to need this tool, this tool, this tool, this tool, this tool, and this tool. We don't have all those. Well, you're going to need those in order to do it. Oh, and by the way, you're going to need to get materials, you know, and you're going to need to spend this much money on materials and da, da, da." Come, you know, and
in essence, it's going to cost more than $2,500. Right.
And you don't even know if you're doing it right. Uh-huh. So in the end, this person just kind of goes, "You know what? Just come on out. I'll pay you, you know, whatever." So remember that delivery and construction times may affect your schedule. You need to make sure not only you order them, but they're going to come in on time. Decide what workers will be in your home and how they should store materials and equipment. You know, and if you hire a contractor, you know, you might want to get an idea of who they're bringing in. You know, a lot of contractors hire 1099 employees, and, you know, for a variety of different reasons, but, you know, you might want to know who those people are coming into your home. You need to figure out your entire budget. Don't forget things like, you know, if your kitchen's being remodeled, you're going to have to eat out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Your refrigerator may not work for a while, so you can't store food. If you're going to have to be out of your home, is there going to be things like hotel costs and that kind of thing? So you really got to think all those things through in your budget to make sure that, you know, you really figure out every, you know, I dotted and T crossed, you know.
And with a remodel, because we've done this at our place several times, once you get into something, then you find other things that are going to need to be repaired, or, you know, things just pop up in jobs like that. Mm-hmm. And my brother, who did that for many years, he suggests, you know, adding another 20-25% on top of that, just for incidentals, things that could happen, things that break, that kind of thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, my parents had they had built onto the house years ago, and the contractor that they hired, he said, "I just want you to know, when hunting season gets here," he says, "I won't be available." And they took kind of with a grain of salt. Well, he didn't finish by the time hunting season started.
Oh, no.
And then he didn't come back for like 6 weeks. I mean, this guy's serious hunting, you know?
Yeah, sounds,
I mean,
like it.
Yeah, I mean,
but he was up front.
Yeah, he was, you know, but, you know, they didn't really do their due diligence and, mm-hmm. you know, okay, so if this is when hunting season starts, you know, when do you expect to get done? And no, I mean, he took a 6-week break to go hunting.
Wow.
Yeah. Inspect prior work when you talk to potential contractors. Ask them for examples, you know, of where they've been. Maybe be able to contact some of those people and see what kind of work they've had. Maybe get some feedback on, you know, how the project went and what kind of time it finished in. You know, be prepared for, like what you said, unexpected costs. You know, add to the project. Check and make sure that contractor is licensed and bonded in your city and state to perform the work. And be sure to check BBB profile for reviews and licensing information. General contractors in with BBB, if a general contractor applies for accreditation with BBB, they have to be a licensed contractor, or we don't accredit them.
Okay.
When you go to BBB, you can look that up. But the other thing, too, is you can go to the Tennessee.gov website, and you can type in the name of the contractor or their business, and you can see if they have their license. Make sure that it's not expired and that kind of thing. And I would definitely do that. You know, horror story I heard a while back was some lady hired a guy to come out and, you know, remodel their home. And then after it was all done, disappeared, she couldn't get a hold of him anymore. Then somehow the city found out, and they came out and said, where's your permit to have this built on? And then they had fines and stuff because things weren't done right and that kind of thing. So make sure you're getting a general contractor that's licensed. They can be licensed without being accredited, but they can't be accredited without being licensed.
Makes sense.
Approve architectural plans. If your project requires an architect, ensure you're involved in discussions and approve any projects before you begin. And then, like we were saying before, research the permits. Know who you're dealing with. You can look up somebody's name and you can actually see if they've had multiple companies. And then you can go back to BBB and check those multiple companies to make sure that every one of those companies was actually a legitimate company. I know in my neighborhood, a roofer had pulled up to the neighbor across the street and went to go talk to him about getting their roof redone. And I looked at the name on the side of the truck and I looked it up. This particular company had changed names 3 times. Mm. And when a company keeps changing their name, something's wrong with that. I mean, they might do it for a reason because they have a new partner or something like that. But just to change your name, then you have to go back and research each one of those companies. So I'd be, make sure you're doing your due diligence there.
Sounds like it. James Price of the BBB here with us today. And you've got a busy week and several events that are going on. So give you a chance to talk about those.
Yeah. So this Friday at Eurostone, if you guys have not seen Eurostone's billboards, you probably have not been on the interstate lately. Ben at Eurostone has got the billboards up and down the interstate, and they are moving on with business, and they're really making an impact here in the community. And they are hosting a BBB networking event this Friday from 4 to 6. Come on out. It's free food, free drinks, no charge to get in. It's a networking. I was at some events this week where I was talking to some people networking, and I basically told them, I said, you know what, everybody in here, I've already got people that have RSVP'd that you would want to talk to at this event. I mean, there's a lot of people coming out. And then Healing Cypress Massage will be there. They're going to give free neck and shoulder massages.
Oh, wow.
And so she got that all set up, ready to come out. Nothing like Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock. I'm ready to get out of the office. I don't really have to be home yet. Stop by Eurostone, see all the new products and things that they have, and have some food, get a neck and shoulder massage, and you're kind of set for the weekend.
And press some flesh too, right?
Yeah. And then the other one coming up, now this one's a little bit further out. This one's on June 3rd, and this is what we call a coffee and connections, and this one's going to be at Middle Tennessee Electric over there in New Salem. And we had one of these a few weeks back, and that first event was how to more effectively network when you're trying out, you're going to a networking event, or even when you're trying to make connections, what are some of the things that you should do at a networking event? What are some of the things you should not do? How can you greet somebody and move on? I mean, a lot of really good tips on this. And Tom Coates, who's the director of professional selling at MTSU, is the one that has gave that presentation. He'll be giving this next one. So this next one is more about refining your sales strategy for one-on-one. So at a networking event, you don't sell anything at a networking event. You're really just trying to make a connection and set up a next appointment. So what he'll be getting into this time is, what do you do at that first meeting? What are some of the things you prepare for before you get there? What are some of the things that you want to do? What are some of the things that you want to stay away from? A lot of really great tips that Tom will bring in. And I know with all the small businesses out there, I hear this all the time. They said, well, if I can just get one-on-one with somebody, that's what I want to do. I want these one-on-one appointments. I want these one-on-one appointments. And then they have these one-on-one appointments, and not everybody clearly defines what they want to accomplish in that one-on-one. They just want to get in front of somebody, but they really haven't thought about
the
presentation or how they want to deliver that. So Tom will go through some of these things. Great speaker and a lot of good information, being the director there for the Center for Professional Selling at MTSU. So you may think about wanting to get a degree in sales after Tom talks to you, which is what MTSU does offer that, and they're one of the few colleges that do. You can't get at a lot of colleges, you can't get a degree in sales, and at MTSU, you can do it. Another reason to be in the borough.
So the two events here, do you need to register?
You can RSVP. I think you have them posted on your website. Yeah. If you don't make it, if you don't RSVP, not a big deal. Come on out anyway. The biggest thing we want to know is, you know, when you get there, are we going to have some food for you? Because we want to make sure that we count you and the people we're getting the food for.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So the networking event is Friday, 4 to 6 at Eurostone on Broad Street, mm-hmm. and June 3rd, the Refine Your Sales Strategy Coffee Connections at MTE. James, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.
James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us today on Rutherford Issues. If you missed part of our conversation, be sure to check the podcast.